Rochester basketball on Giant FM Sports on WROI is on the air. Rochester basketball is brought to you by Smith Sawyer Smith Insurance, Shepherd Chevrolet Buick of Rochester, Jennings Insurance, The Insulation Guys, Rochester Glass, Enyart's True Value, Fulton Solid Waste District, Manitow Moose Lodge number 1107. Rochester basketball is also brought to you by Pulaski Memorial Hospital, RTC Communications, Culligan of Fulton County, Woodlawn Hospital, First Federal Savings Bank, Fulton County REMC, Smith Farm Store, Fulton County Best One Tire, Tidewater Executive Tax Service. Now let's go courtside for Rochester basketball on Giant FM Sports on WROI.
And good evening, everybody. Welcome to Northfield High School. Tonight, the Rochester Zebras coming in with a record of 9-1 and a 4 in the TRC, taking on the 4-10 Northfield Norse. They're coming in with a record of 3-2 in the Three Rivers Conference. Randy Wayne alongside Justin Bott. Tonight, the Rochester Zebras on the road once again. This has been a very familiar place on the road. Has been moved. If you haven't heard, it's an afternoon contest. The JV contest will get underway at 2 o'clock, and that will be only a two-quarter JV contest as North White does not have a whole full roster. So they're just going to play two quarters of JV, and that will be at 2 o'clock, and the varsity will get underway roughly about 3 o'clock, and you can catch the pregame here about 2:40 here on Giant FM. And then we start girls sectional next week, and then so it kind of messes up the guys' schedule a little bit with the sectional being Tuesday, Friday, Saturday. The guys next week will be at home with Southwood on Thursday night, and then they get Tri-Central on Saturday afternoon. So back-to-back Saturdays, back-to-back afternoons this Saturday and next Saturday. So and then rounding out the rest of February, we'll be at 12-1 overall. So in Mechanicwaw, you talk about them, they're 7-5, but they're still just 2-1. They have that one loss to the Peru Tigers in the TRC. So, you know, hanging around with that one loss, you never know what will happen as we get down into the month of February. It's kind of nice here at Northfield High School. They are up to 25%, and they allowed the band. So we have fans and a band. It's almost like real basketball.
It feels like that. Hopefully we can keep COVID at bay, have an atmosphere like this, and get ready for the sectional.
Again, next Tuesday night, the girls are in action as they start their sectional run at Manchester High School. That first contest will be at 8 o'clock, or excuse me, our contest will be at 8 o'clock. First one is at 6. They will clear the gym from 6 after the 6 o'clock game. They will clean it, sanitize it, and then allow the 8 o'clock fans, which will be Rochester and Wabash, to enter after they have cleaned the gym and cleared the gym out. So if, you know, an opportunity possibly to go, because there's some vouchers out there, and we'll see more information coming this weekend for that. But an opportunity maybe to get on the road and see the Lady Zebras in action at Manchester High School. But tonight, it's the guys, and they are battling the Northfield Norse. We had a chance to talk to Zebra head coach Rob Malko. We'll do that when we come back. You're listening to Zebra Basketball, Giant FM Sports.
You like your water clean and refreshing, right? Only Culligan has every drinking water option for you. We have 5-gallon bottles and coolers for your home or office, bottleless coolers for work, and our very efficient reverse osmosis drinking water systems for bottled quality water at your kitchen sink. We don't have a faucet or pitcher filter, because with Culligan water, they're not necessary.
For better water in your home or office, call Culligan today at 574-223-2420. Serving Fulton County for over 70 years.
Are you planning on building your dream home in 2021? At First Federal Savings Bank, we can help you achieve your dreams. First Federal Savings Bank offers a one-step construction loan for fixed and adjustable loans. Fixed rates allow you, the borrower, to lock in the rate during construction. Our loan originators can personally take your application, or you can apply online today at firstfederalbanking.com. Borrowers must meet underwriting guidelines. First Federal Savings Savings Bank is FDIC insured and an equal housing lender. NMLS number 399927.
Fulton County Best One Tire does more than just tires. They offer a complete line of services with quality that you can absolutely depend on. Ask their friendly staff about oil changes, transmission flushes, brake services, alignment, exhaust maintenance, and even engine replacement. Fulton County Best One Tire. See Doug or Todd at the corner of Fort Wayne Road, Highway 25 North Rochester. At Fulton County Best One Tire, the most important person to them is you.
Have you heard that RTC has upgraded their new fixed wireless? RTC has invested in new towers and equipment to bring the best possible fixed wireless service to those customers in our community that cannot get fiber-based internet. This service is available in Fulton and Northern Miami counties. There are no data caps, and speeds up to 50 meg can be delivered. Call 223-2191 or 598-2782 and learn more about the new fixed wireless from RTC.
This is high school basketball on Giant FM.
Welcome back to the Coach's Pregame Show. This Coach's interview being brought to you by Pulaski Memorial Hospital, connecting you with excellent healthcare providers alongside now Zebra head coach Rob Malko. And Coach has kind of been a home away from home on that yellow bus as Zebra's on the road again tonight.
Yeah, three in a row. So, you know, after the new year, we had three on the road. Had Valley at home, and then now this is our third of the second round of three in a row. So, you know, it's going to be good after tonight in our last seven, having five at home. But, you know, we've been playing well on the road. Yep. I mean, we hope that it doesn't start tonight, but we haven't lost on the road yet. So got a chance to, you know, get to 5-0 in the conference. And, boy, that hasn't happened for a long time. We won the conference, co-conference champs in 07. And lost the Valley that year, I think it was. And then we lost in 09. We were co-conference champs and lost to Whitco. So I don't know that we've had gone this far. And being 9-1, it's the best start we've had in boys basketball since 1974.
Wow.
So. You know, like I said, we had that 09 team that went 23-4. But there's a little difference, you know. We played Warsaw back then and Plymouth. And, you know, we lost to Warsaw in 09, 08, going in 09. But these guys, you know, they've earned everything they've gotten. I mean, we've gotten fortunate. You got to be a little lucky to go 9-1 to start the season off. And you know, we had a couple, you know, like the Whitco game where we let them back in it and we pulled it out at the end. And, you know, even Valley at home, you know, they made a good run and had a shot at us. So we've been holding people off. I hope what we start to see moving forward is us cleaning things up at the end of games. We've had some 13, 15, 16-point leads late third quarter, early fourth quarter, and then, you know, hold on for dear life. And fortunately, if the one thing that's been saving our butts, free throw shooting.
Right.
We've been shooting about 73% clip as a team. And actually, if you go back to the last six games, probably closer to about 77 because we were a little under 70% right before these last six games. So we've been shooting the ball extremely well from the line, and that's what saved us and helped us close out games. But we got to take care of the ball a little better. There's still some decision making. Some of our younger players, our sophomores, are still growing in that capacity. We need some leadership from our older players to take control at the end of games. It's that time of the year that if we're going to make a run and have some success late in the season and in the tournament, you know, our seniors have got to be seniors, and they got to be okay with telling people where to go and being more boisterous.
It's crazy. We're talking like the last 30 days left in basketball, and you know, I mean, like you said, every game is a blessing to be able to play, especially with COVID-19 going on and everything else. And yeah, you know, you mentioned the great start with the 09 team, but these kids have been through a little bit more because of the COVID stuff, and I think they've handled it well.
Yeah, that's a fair point. You know, that's one thing with the 09 team, we didn't have to deal with the uncertainties that we've had this year. You know, sitting out at 10 days back in December, and for Quinn Stasiak, 20 out of 21 days, that's hard for a kid. It's hard for a coach. So yeah, in that way, to get to 9-1 and endure some of the ups and downs and the lack of off season and those things, yeah, like I said, I'm sure not trying to take away from, you know, what we've accomplished and what I hope we continue to accomplish, but you know, you still sometimes want to try and put it in proper perspective. We don't want to get too crazy. These guys work hard. They're close. You know, they fight. That's one thing about last year's team and this year's team. I think that until the buzzer sounds, we're in it. You know, we could be down by 6 or 8 points going into the fourth quarter, and I think we got a shot because they compete. The thing I'd like to see us do, though, is when we're up 6 or 8 points, is build on it. So maybe the last 2 minutes is more about just passing the ball around and going home as opposed to having to make pressure-packed free throws.
Tonight, again, on the road with Northfield, and, you know, any conference game is tough, and especially when you're at somebody else's home. And tonight, the Whitco Wildcats, maybe not the best record, but, again, we can't look at records this year because you don't know who's played what and when. And if they happen to be all healthy tonight, they could be a dangerous team.
Well, Northfield, too, because Whitco, we got them behind us.
Yeah.
But Northfield, they're 4-10, yeah. I think. But they beat Valley at Valley. And Valley's a good basketball team. They just are having trouble getting over the hump. They've been dealing with a lot of health issues, COVID-19 stuff. You know, you go on the road and you can run across a team that's 4-10 and they can get hot. I remember watching these guys play last year on film against North Miami. And North Miami's defense is similar to ours, and they came out on fire and went up like 15-3 to start the game. So, you know, they've got a couple kids that can really knock down shots at a high rate, and we're going to have to play well tonight.
Keys, one of the keys, I'm sure, is to get off to a great start. I mean, we've talked about that, but even on a road game, when you get off the bus and really get your legs stretched out during the JV game, and how important is it to get off to that great start in that first quarter?
Well, I mean, it always helps. I mean, if you don't, you hope you can fight back. But, I mean, it sure makes the night go better. We got off to a good start against Whitco. Played pretty well, you know, really all through. Manchester got a good start. So we've been starting pretty well, which is kind of funny because this team is notorious, these seniors, for slow starts, great finishes. So we've kind of flipped it. So now I think it's just time to find some balance in that arena. But, yeah, you know, we'd like to see Grant Carter get going and have a good night shooting the basketball. I think that Blake Hughes has been playing well here of late. We started him against Caston. Had a good night. Then against Manchester again, had a good night. You know, when you got a 6'6 kid with long arms that's in the middle of the lane on your defense, that's helpful. He had a couple block shots that were key against Manchester. It's intimidating, and kids will change their game when they see him. So, you know, Kyle Reiner's been playing well all year. I'm seeing, you know, glimpses of Quinn starting to find some consistency. I hope that, you know, he can get into that 10, 12 points a game type nights and maybe get a 15 or 18 every now and then with good field goal percentage to accompany it. Tarek's been playing extremely well. Aiden's healthy again. We went last week with that Manchester and casting game, and he was struggling a little bit like I was. And so, you know, hopefully we just get everybody going and playing well tonight.
Keys to a victory.
Well, I just think, again, coming out and playing really good defense, and number 11 for them is a key, and I can't, Tomlinson. The senior. He's got a brother, I think, that's a sophomore. 1 and 11 are their best shooters, both Tomlinsons, but 11 has got it appears, a green light and really lets it fly, and so he's shown the ability to knock down shots. So, you know, we're going to have to come out and maybe we can't let him get on track at home. I mean, you know, it's one thing to get hot, but when you're at home, it seems like it can happen a little bit better. So we're making him a point of emphasis. And, you know, I hope we can, you know, score points again, you know, get in the 50s. You know, there for a while after the new year, we were really struggling to get over 40 and still winning because our defense was so good. But I'd like to be able to see our defense maintain that intensity and still get into the 50s. So, you know, and finish strong. That'll be a big one tonight.
Five starters.
The same guys we've had the last two games. We're going Blake in the middle, and then we got Quinn and Kyle at the forwards, and Grant and Tarek at the guards.
Coach, best of luck tonight. We'll look forward to talking to you afterwards.
All right, thank you, Randy.
Rob Malco of the Rochester Zebras. That interview being brought to you by Plaskett Memorial Hospital. Back with more Giant FM Sports, 92.1 WROI.
Untangling your headphones, finding the right remote, saying goodbye to your favorite shirt that hasn't fit in 10 years. Why are simple things sometimes so complicated? Thankfully, with Auto Owners, insurance doesn't have to be one of them. Auto Owners works with independent agents who live in your community and answer when you call, so you can worry about more important things, like finding a new favorite shirt. That's simple human sense.
For more information, call Jennings Insurance of Rochester and Argus. Are you ready for this? Shepherd Chevy Buick has got the Chevy Equinoxes and Traverses that you've been looking for. Come out and take a test drive Saturday when WROI will be broadcasting from Shepherd's showroom from 9:30 to 11:30. The 2020 or 2021 Equinox and 2020 Traverse offers 0% financing with approved credit for 72 months plus great rebates. They have the all-new Tahoe and Suburban on the lot as well. Shepherd Chevy Buick at the corner of 14 and 25 in Rochester, where they always treat you like family.
Stop letting pain or discomfort keep you from enjoying your best life. Rochester Orthopedics, your regional orthopedic specialists, provide state-of-the-art orthopedic services you can trust. Our board-certified fellowship-trained surgeons and certified nurse practitioners treat both adults and children using the most advanced technology in the friendly convenience of the Woodlawn Hospital Quality Campus. Live your life to the fullest and call Rochester Orthopedics today at 574-223-9525.
Local news and high school basketball is on Giant FM.
Back here in Northfield High School, we're just moments away from the national anthem and the start of this TOC matchup against the 9-1 Rochester Zebras and the 4-10 Northfield Norse. Randy Wynn, Justin Bach with me again tonight. And Justin, this is one of the sneaker games. You never know. You're coming on a Friday night to Northfield. They've opened it up. They've got a crowd now. They've got the band here. They've got things in their favor. Zebras got to play well.
Yeah, and it boils down to defense. Defense wins championships. Doesn't matter what sport you play. Zebras got that down. One of the top two teams in the state of Indiana. And when I mean the state of Indiana, I'm not talking 2A. I'm talking of all classes. And their defensive points per game that they give up. Coach wants them to get into the 50s tonight. The energy is in the building. But like you said, you can't sleep.
Yeah.
If you sleep, the Tomlinson brothers will get after you and could make you pay.
One of the other things that's impressive, 8.7 turnovers a game is all the Zebras average.
And that's a worry for him.
Yeah.
He said that.
Yeah.
You know, we've been kind of turning the ball over, but I'm sitting there looking, 8.7 in any class, that is an outstanding number. So, you know, I don't think that's something he really needs to worry about.
Time now for the national anthem. When we come back, the starting lineups and the team from Northfield High School. Zebras and the Norse after this. Giant.
To upgrade your home's old air conditioning unit to a new high-efficiency heat pump, or maybe thinking of installing a new geothermal system in your home, or is it time for that old pool pump to be a new Energy Star variable speed pump? Residential members of Fulton County REMC are eligible for rebates designed to help save you money. Give us a call at 574-223-3156 to see if you qualify. Fulton County REMC, making a better tomorrow since 1936.
Your local trusted choice independent agency is Smith Sawyer Smith Insurance. For over 79 years, they have taken care of families and businesses throughout the area by offering affordable, sensible, and reliable insurance. Smith Sawyer Smith Insurance offers sound advice and programs for auto, homeowners, life, health, business, and commercial insurance. Call 574-223-2166. Visit them online at smithsawyerins.com or stop by their office, Smith Sawyer Smith Insurance, since 1932.
Smith Farm Store and their knowledgeable staff ready for winter. Smith Farm Store, your official Skag Steel and Simplicity dealer, and a full line of equipment. Smith Farm Store staffs a fully certified repair technician to tune up or fix your equipment so it's always ready. While you're at Smith Farm Store, be sure to check out their inventory of clothing, pet and equestrian supplies, paint, lighting, grills, wood stoves, windows, and much more. Everything for every project, all under one roof. Smith Farm Store, 151 Rochester Plaza, serving farm and home since 1971.
Local radio is high school basketball, basketball. On Giant FM.
Back here at the Northfield High School. Time now for the starting lineup. Being recycle for the visiting team, the Rochester Zebras, on the scoreboard. They're going to start. You heard Coach Stasiak say the normal that they have been the last few games. Into Quinn Stasiak, Grant McCarter, Hughes there in the starting line up for the Zebras. For the Northfield North, they're going to start a 5'8 sophomore, number 1, Dylan Tomlinson, a 5'9 senior, number 10, Alex Hopper, a 6-foot senior, number 11, Clayton Tomlinson, and a 6'2 senior, number 21, Jaden Pease, and a 6'5 junior, number 4. It's an exciting basketball here on Giant FM. Ball is in the air, and the tip. Give it off to McLaughlin on the near side. Cherick, now to Quinn, top of the key. Northfield in that 2-3 with McLaughlin down with it to Stasiak, top of the key, looking, trying to go down low, and not great movement. Now there's some movement by Zebras, and Hughes is up, no good. Rebound. 3-9, Zebras, 30 seconds gone by here in the opening quarter.
Good rebound by Cotton, get it out to Tarek.
Hopper with the basketball. Picks it up, now back to McCarter. McCarter with the basketball, back to McLaughlin, left wing. Down to Reinerts, hits 15-footer off too hard, and another rebound comes away to Pease. Pease, quick lay ahead to Hopper. Hopper, he'll fire the three ball. McCarter. And he'll reset the Zebra offense with 6:50 to go here in the first. Stasiak with the basketball left side. Stasiak around the defender and Dylan Tomlinson. Now to McCarter. McCarter to cutting Reinerts. Reinerts back out to Stasiak in the corner. Stasiak swings it this side to McCarter. McCarter thinks about a three, puts it on the floor, kicks it out to Stasiak. He'll take the three ball on the way short.
Earning the ball.
Northfield with the basketball. Clayton Tomlinson gives it off to Dylan. He'll fire the three ball deep. No good. Loses it. Ball's loose. Picked up by Dylan Tomlinson. Dylan has the basketball. Dylan with the basketball. Rings it around the right side. Kicks it out to Brother Clayton. Now back up top to Pease. He'll fire a deep three ball.
Both teams know how to attack the zone. They're attacking it with a pass in the middle and then a kick out for a three.
McLaughlin with the basketball to the near side. Now to McCarter. In the middle to Reinerts. He turns, throws it out to Stasiak, left wing. Stasiak looking to go cross court. Can't do so. Now he'll put the ball on the floor and give it out to McCarter, top of the key. McCarter with the basketball. Now to Reinerts. Free throw line. Spins it out. Kicks to McLaughlin. Three ball on the way.
Good this year so far.
Quickly down the floor is Hopper with Northfield. Now over to Clayton Tomlinson. Clayton with the basketball. He gives it off to Pease. Pease, 15-foot. 8-5. 5 minutes to go here in the opening quarter. Randy Wynn, Justin Bach, glad you could join us here tonight. McCarter with the basketball. McCarter dribbles out of the trouble. Now gives it off to McLaughlin. Top the key. Goes left side now to McCarter. Or excuse me, Stasiak to Reinerts in the corner. Reinerts to Hughes. Elbow jump.
It's a weapon when you got hit a 15-footer.
10-5 on the Inyards True Value scoreboard. 4:40 to go here in the first. Tomlinson with the basketball. Now to Hopper. Now to Tomlinson. Back to Brother Tomlinson. Out to Hopper. Hopper thinks about a three ball. Gives it off now to Clayton. Clayton Tomlinson gives it off to Brother Dylan. Back to Clayton. Now out to Crum. To Dylan. Down low to Hopper. Across the timeline with 4:10 to go. McLaughlin in is fouled. And that will be the first foul of the contest.
Right there, Northfield on their last possession lulled Rochester to sleep up at the top, moving the ball around very crisply, and then, but Pease couldn't hit the layup down there at the baseline.
Stasiak gets the inbound pass, and he'll give it off to McLaughlin. He'll run it with 4 to go here in the first. Zebras up 10-5. McLaughlin in front of the Northfield bench, penetrates, leaves it down low to Hughes. Hughes fumbles it with the basketball, goes to Pease in the middle, kicks it out to Hopper, back up to Clayton Tomlinson. To the near side to Dylan. Dylan Tomlinson with the basketball. Top of the key. At the volleyball line. He'll look to penetrate. Kick it out to Clayton. Three ball. Top of the key. Now to Quinn Stasiak in the paint. Quinn, one dribble. And kicks it back out to McLaughlin. Zebras up 12-5. McCarter has it on the near side. McCarter has Reinerts cuts. Nobody home. He'll give it off to Stasiak. Elbow jumper.
Nice.
Puts it on the floor. Now goes down low to Reiner. Up off the glass. Good. Good teamwork.
Looking for Kyle and got an even better look for a layup.
Pease with the basketball atop the key to Hopper. Now swings to the left side to Dylan Tomlinson. Deep three ball and no good. Rebound goes to McCarter. Zebras dominating the boards right now offensively and defensively. McCarter, Hopper now with the basketball. Goes to the top of the key to Clayton Tomlinson. Now into Pease. Pease elbow jumper on the way off the mark. No good. Hughes to McLaughlin and here Coach Stasiak. Coach Malcolm serves Stasiak. Down low to Reinerts. Out to McCarter. Quickly ahead to Clayton. Clayton goes to the near side to Pease. Pease down in the corner to Hopper. Hopper puts it on the floor. Now gives it up to Dylan Tomlinson. Swings it to Clayton on the right wing. Back to Hopper. Hopper, top of the key, right side. McCarter with the basketball.
There he goes.
Down to Hughes, and he's fouled. And the Zebras will go to the free throw line.
With Hughes and Reinhardt's being able to hit 15-foot and jump shots, it forces the zone. Northfield has to collapse on that middle cut in that zone, which leaving our outside guys open. So if they get a clean catch, we can get an inside-out three look.
Hughes' first free throw is good. That foul's coming on Crum. That's his first. And he'll come out. And in will come Jake Halderman. And also coming out for the Zebras is McCarter and Reinerts. Into the contest was Trenton Reinhold and Aiden Smith. 4 minutes left in the first. It's 10-2 Tigers over Whitco at Peru. And Hughes makes his second one. It's 19-5.
Coach wanted in the 50s, right? He's on pace.
He's definitely on pace, maybe for 60.
Yep.
Hopper, three ball on the way. No good. McLaughlin taking his time, getting everybody where they want him. Coming to the near side now to Smith. Smith with the basketball. Aiden penetrates, kicks it to Stasiak. Now he goes to Reinhold in the corner. Reinhold goes to Hughes at the elbow. Now back to McLaughlin at the top of the key.
Patient.
Yeah,
patient.
Very patient. And the ball's loose. Aiden Smith on the floor to get it. Terry McLaughlin on the floor. Hughes picks it up. Now back to Smith with 45 seconds to go in the first quarter. Coach Malco says one shot. Zebras will pull it out. And McLaughlin will run it. McLaughlin with the basketball back up top now to Reinhold. Reinhold will hold. Reinhold against the defender. Reinhold to McLaughlin.
Refs letting them play tonight. There's a lot of hands going out there, but they're going it both ways.
McLaughlin has it with 18. McLaughlin against Hopper. Now here comes Tomlinson. It goes around him. McLaughlin has the basketball. It goes off to Smith with 9. Smith has it. Smith around the defender. Smith kicks it out to Stasiak. Stasiak will fire.
Getting the right help doesn't have to be a mystery. With over 27 years of experience, Tidewater, happy to assist individuals, small businesses, corporate accounts, and now features a licensed enrolled agent authorized to represent taxpayers before the IRS. Tidewater also offers military, police, firemen, and student discounts. In downtown Rochester at 806 Main Street, Tidewater offers virtual or in-office assistance with tax returns prepared with personal and professional care. Call 574-367-7366 for an appointment. For those who want virtual assistance, visit their website to create your personal tax portal. Simply upload your tax documents and they'll take it from there. Tidewater Executive Tax Service, your hometown tax resource. Follow Tidewater on Facebook or Twitter.
Turn in the tide on taxes. Tidewater Tax Service.
This is high school basketball on Giant FM.
Back here at Northfield High School, the Zebras off to an excellent start in the first quarter on the English True Value scoreboard, 19-5. Coach Malco said he mentioned it, wanted to get back up in the 50s scoring-wise, and, I think they're on pace.
Well, he wants them to be consistent, too. So we get a hot start like we've been getting, and then we kind of let the foot off the gas somewhere in the third quarter. So let's see if we can keep this momentum going.
Into the contest is Osborne for Northfield. Also Halderman, he'll fire the three ball, and it's 19-8. Smith with the basketball, now to McCarter. McCarter and Reinert's back in as Stasiak sits down, and so did
Tarek.
Okay. Smith with the basketball. Smith in the corner. He's got in trouble, and the ball's loose, and they get it away and pick
no
up
foul.
Northfield. Yeah, they're definitely letting them play.
Yep.
Crow in the basketball game also for Northfield. Goes down low to Crow at the block. Crow, spin move, now kicks it back out, top of the key, now to Dylan Tomlinson. Three ball on the way, no good. Rebound tipped around, and Northfield comes away with it. Osborne with it, top of the key. Osborne has it against Smith. Now he'll go over to Clayton Tomlinson. Clayton down in the corner to Osborne, back to Clayton Tomlinson. Clayton Tomlinson, top of the key, now to Halderman. Halderman to Clayton Tomlinson. Now down in the corner, Dylan. He'll fire a three ball on the way, no good. The timeline now 6.5 to go here in the first half. Reinhold with the basketball. Stasiak getting ready to check back in. Nice cover. Now we're going to have a foul on Reinerts.
Yeah, they caught him right there trying to, again, he doesn't give up on any plays, folks. He's probably got, what, 4 or 5 rebounds. He's probably put his hands on another 4 or 5. He's got a block. You know, those are the type of plays. You're gonna be okay with those type of fouls when they're effort fouls.
Out to Halderman. He fires another three ball way off the mark this time. McCarter with another rebound. McCarter, top of the key, directing traffic. Now goes to Reinerts. Back up top to McCarter. McCarter penetrates, pull up jumper from the elbow, free throw line. Nice.
Really would like to see Kyle turn and face the basket and get a look at a drive when he catches the ball in the middle of the lane like that.
Crow with the basketball, now to two. Dylan Tomlinson in the corner. Dylan with the basketball, now gives it off to brother Clayton. Three ball for Clayton, no good. Smith with a rebound.
He's having an off night so far. Of course, I may have jinxed us.
But. McCarter with the basketball, picks it up, now goes in the corner to Reinhold. Down low to Stasiak. Stasiak at the block to a cutting Smith. Smith.
That's just good basketball, yeah. IQ. I mean, he from a sophomore. Cut towards the basket. Good things happen.
Dylan Tomlinson with the basketball now to Clayton. Back over to Halderman. Down low. Now to Crow. Crow, turnaround jumper up off the glass. No good.
That's their fourth turnover the first half.
Pease back into the contest, as well as McLaughlin for the Zebras. 5-0. Lead on the Innerts True Value scoreboard. Randy Wynn, Justin Bach, glad you could join us tonight. Back in action again tomorrow afternoon as the guys will play North White. Again, that's an afternoon game. We'll talk more about that coming up here at halftime and in the postgame. Stasiak with the basketball, dribbles the lane, kicked from behind, and it'll stay with the Zebras.
Good idea by Quinn right there to take a couple dribbles and bring that defender over to him. He was trying to get a quick pass on the opposite block to Kyle.
Zebras inbound it. Top of the key. Now McCarter, deep three on the way. Too hard off the iron. No good. Rebound McLaughlin. McCarter kicks it out to Reinhold. He'll fire a three ball. Good. Northfield with the basketball. Now to Osborne. Osborne has it to Tomlinson. Tomlinson. Now over to Halderman. Halderman back to Tomlinson. Tomlinson dribbles in, penetrates, throws up a shot, gets it to back. They're going to call it on Tarek.
That's a touch foul. We've had a lot of hands going tonight.
And Hughes comes in for Reinhold. And coming out is Halderman for Northfield.
Where teams get into trouble playing the Zebras is when they play a zone. We ran a zone so well that they know how to defeat it. And
Tomlinson,
when we're shooting good, we can really defeat it.
Another one on the way for McLaughlin, no good. Stasiak with the rebound. Stasiak gives it out to McCarter. McCarter dribbles down in the corner, picks up his dribble, gives it to Stasiak. Stasiak to Reinhardt. Reinerts puts it up off the glass, 28-10.
That's 6 points for Kyle and probably 4 or 5 assists for Quinn already tonight.
Top of the key is Osborne. Osborne has it. Goes right side to Tomlinson. Down low to Crum. Up off the glass, no good. Ball's tipped around. Be last touched by Northfield Zebra basketball. Coming back in will be Hoppert, and sitting down will be Clayton Tomlinson.
I still get nightmares from Hoppert from football season. I think that kid had 400 yards against us.
Seemed like it. .3:15 to go here in the first half. Zebras up 28-10. McCarter with the basketball. Now to McLaughlin. McLaughlin around his defender and travels. Up, tried to come to the jump stop at the block. Couldn't play. The foot got called for the travel. Turnover Zebras.
Only our third of the half.
Witko and Peru tied at 16 in the middle, midway through the second quarter. Northfield wins the basketball. They'll hold. Osborne. Back to Hoppert. Hoppert now off to Pease. Pease will fire a three. See, it is a 30-second timeout. We'll keep it here to give you an opportunity to tell you about Culligan of Fulton County. Better water, pure and simple. First Federal Savings Bank. They don't want to be the biggest bank, just the best. Fulton County Best One Tire. The most important person to them is you. RTC Communications, phone, cable, and internet. Shepherd Chevrolet Buick of Rochester, where they always treat you like family. And Fulton County REMC, making a better tomorrow since 1936. All proud supporters of Zebra basketball all season long here on Giant FM. Randy Wynn, Justin Bach at Northfield High School. Zebras own a 28-13 lead as 2:41 to go here in the first half. And pretty good half for the Zebras so far. We'll see if they can finish the 241 off and keep it going.
I mean, this team shoots almost 50% from the floor for the season. So we're probably in the 60s tonight. That makes it a lot easier to win on the road when you're able to fill the basket up and you're at the defense. You're only giving up 37 a game. So
McLaughlin with the basketball across the timeline. Northfield in that kind of a 1-3-1. Looks like they might go into a trap a little bit. Reinerts with the basketball. Now to McLaughlin back down to low to Hughes. Hughes to McCarter. McCarter has it on the right wing. Goes over.
That's just from playing ball together for so many years. That's a feel play.
I can't do that. And that'll send in both Tomlinson's and Halderman for Northfield.
To give you how the shooting night's going, the Zebras have 16 rebounds, 6 offensive, 10 defensive, compared to 5 for Northfield.
30-13, under 2 to go here in the first half. Hughes, 15-foot jumper, no good. Kind of a quick shot for the Zebras. Pease has the rebound. Northfield right in front of the scoring bench.
I kind of like that shot, though, from Blake because he's open and he can hit it, and that extends that defense.
Hoppert, now with the basketball, left wing. Hoppert over the top to Tomlinson. Clayton with the basketball. Clayton's 5-footer on the way, rolls it around. Zebras have a lead with 90 seconds remaining here before halftime. Near side to McCarter. McCarter with the basketball. McCarter penetrates the zone, loses the basketball, almost stolen. Now it is stolen by Dylan Tomlinson. As Quinn is getting up a little slow, kind of holding his hand, I think, landed on it as he tried to make sure Tomlinson didn't get that shot to fall, but somehow Dylan's acrobatic shot goes in, and he'll get one to try to complete the three-point play.
He looks almost like the spitting image of Tarek out there, bodybuilding everything.
Dylan's free throw off the mark, no good. Hughes rips the rebound. Now gives it off to McLaughlin. McLaughlin will walk it across the timeline. McLaughlin down in the corner. McLaughlin dribbles back out. Now goes to McCarter. Back out to Stasiak in the left corner. Stasiak will dribble out. Keep his eyes up, looking for an open teammate. Finds McLaughlin. Three ball in the corner. No good.
He's got 10.
Reinert's just dominating the boards right now. And a 32-17 lead for the Zebras with 45 seconds to go before halftime. Hopper with the basketball to Tomlinson. Now right wing over to Halderman. Back up top. Swings it left side. Now to Tomlinson. Back up to the other Tomlinson. Now to Halderman. Down low to Hoppert. Hoppert loses the ball. Picked up by Hughes. 25 seconds to go, and the Zebras will probably hold for one here. And there's the sign from Coach Malco. The one shot. Coach Stasiak says, make sure you spread it out. Get your spacing. Quinn with the basketball. Now back to McLaughlin. Tarek has the 10. Tarek around his defender is going to be fouled top of the key, and they'll have the basketball here on the near side with 8.2 seconds to go. McCarter will trigger the inbound. McCarter gets the basketball, and the Zebras go in motion. 7 seconds. Quinn with the basketball to McCarter from the volleyball line. Puts it on the floor. Nice. Throws up. It's the halftime show being brought to you tonight by Duretti's Place in downtown Rochester on the Inyards True Value Scoreboard at halftime. Zebras 34, Northfield 17. Back with more Giant FM Sports.
The Fulton County Solid Waste District has convenient drop-off sites throughout Rochester and Fulton County. Bring your clean and contaminant-free items to one of the following: 1452 Wenzel Street, Smith Farm Store parking lot, the former Hart Shafter Marks parking lot, Save-A-Lot parking lot, Leiter's Ford Tavern parking lot, the old service station in Kiwana behind the Caston School, and the lot behind Dilly's Restaurant in Akron. For a large amount of recyclables, drop them off at the recycling center. 1452 Wenzel Street, open Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 4 p.m. and Saturday, 8 a.m. to noon. For more information, call 574-223-4939.
Hello. This is Lauren Doherty. As a Rochester native and graduate of Rochester High School, I am pleased to return home and join the practice of Peterson, Wagner, and Perkins. After attending Ball State University for undergraduate studies, I continued on to law school at Charleston School of Law in South Carolina. I look forward to assisting new clients with personal, business, or family legal needs. I encourage you to stop by our office at 125 East 10th Street or give us a call at 574-223-4292. Peterson, Wagner, and Perkins is here for you now and will be here for you in the future.
The Manitowoc Moose Lodge, 1107, located at 1911 West Side Road in Rochester, offers dinner from 4 to 9 p.m. Tuesday through Saturday. Food is prepared by One Eye Jacks of Winnemac. Daily specials are available along with their full menu. Call 574-224-3914 for reservations. The Manitowoc Moose Lodge, 1107, says there's no better feeling than making a difference in the lives of children, seniors, and communities. High energy bills? Contact the Installation Guys, LLC, Rochester, and let them be your solution to modern energy efficiency. They provide spray foam insulation for every application, from new home to attic upgrades to pole barns and everything in between. Spray foam seals the exterior of any structure from air filtration, which accounts for most heating and cooling loss. Call the Insulation Guys at 260-705-7477 to solve your high energy bills.
If you're planning on painting, check out the all-new Paint Center at Inyards True Value of Rochester. Come in to see all the colors on display for interior and exterior easy care paint. The pros at Inyards can help you decide the best color for your room. They have all the supplies you need to make your project a success. Inyards True Value, 1619 Main Street, is open Monday through Friday, 7 to 7, Saturday 7 to 6, and Sunday from 7 to 5.
Untangling your headphones, finding the right remote, saying goodbye to your favorite shirt that hasn't fit in 10 years. Why are simple things sometimes so complicated? Thankfully, with Auto Owners, insurance doesn't have to be one of them. Auto Owners works with independent agents who live in your community and answer when you call, so you can worry about more important things, like finding a new favorite shirt. That's simple human sense.
For more information, call Jennings Insurance of Rochester and Argus.
You like your water clean and refreshing, right? Only Culligan has every drinking water option for you. We have 5-gallon bottles and coolers for your home or office, bottleless coolers for work, and our very efficient reverse osmosis drinking water systems for bottled quality water at your kitchen sink. We don't have a faucet or pitcher filter, because with Culligan water, they're not necessary.
For better water in your home or office, call Culligan today at 574-223-2420. Serving Fulton County for over 70 years.
Are you planning on building your dream home in 2021? At First Federal Savings Bank, we can help you achieve your dreams. First Federal Savings Bank offers a one-step construction loan for fixed and adjustable loans. Fixed rates allow you, the borrower, to lock in the rate during construction. Our loan originators can personally take your application, or you can apply online today at firstfederalbanking.com. Borrowers must meet underwriting guidelines. First Federal Savings Savings Bank is FDIC insured and an equal housing lender. NMLS number 399927.
Fulton County Best One Tire does more than just tires. They offer a complete line of services with quality that you can absolutely depend on. Ask their friendly staff about oil changes, transmission flushes, brake services, alignment, exhaust maintenance, and even engine replacement. Fulton County Best One Tire. See Doug or Todd at the corner of Fort Wayne Road, Highway 25 North Rochester. At Fulton County Best One Tire, the most important person to them is you.
Get the inside story weekday mornings on Giant FM Sports.
Back here at Northfield High School on the Innards True Value scoreboard. The Zebras have doubled up at Northfield 34-17. Time now for the halftime show being brought to you by Giretti's Place, home of the Other Side Grill in the Arlington Banquet Room. Check out Team Meals, to-go box lunches, and a full coffee bar. Now featuring bubble teas, that's Giretti's Place in downtown Rochester. This programming note, coming up tomorrow afternoon now, the Zebras will battle North White, as that is a 2 o'clock JV contest and 3 o'clock scheduled for a varsity contest. Due to the incoming snow, we'll see the Snowmageddon, I guess they're calling it.
So we'll Mother, Mother Nature's undefeated,
she
right?
She is, always is. We'll see if they're right this time. But so that game will be a 3 o'clock varsity start. You can catch Justin and I about 2:40 for the pregame tomorrow afternoon. And you can catch me tomorrow morning on the Shepherd Chevrolet Coach's Corner at 8 o'clock as we'll talk to area coaches and take another look at the girls' sectional as we get ready to head into that next Tuesday. Here at Northfield High School, the Zebras 34, Northfield 17. Justin, you got first half numbers.
Yeah, for Northfield, 3-point field goals, no free throws, three offensive, three defensive rebounds for six total rebounds, and they had six turnovers. Scoring for them, Jaden Pease has eight, Clayton Tomlinson has four, Jake Halderman has three, and Dylan Tomlinson has two. For your Rochester Zebras, they had 10 two-point field goals, 4 three-point field goals, 2 of 2 from the foul line for their 34 points. They have 7 offensive rebounds, 10 defensive rebounds, 17 total for the game, 4 turnovers. Scoring for the Z's, Kyle Reinhartz with 12, Tarek McLaughlin with 9, Trent Reinholdt with 3, Blake Hughes with 4, Aiden Smith with 2, Grant McCarter with 2, and Quinn Stasiak with 2. The big thing I'm noticing, Grant and Quinn have done everything tonight, all the little stuff, making sure Kyle and Quinn.
At least. I mean, there's a couple passes that Grant McCarter has made tonight that I cannot do justice on the radio. Uh-huh. Just having some looks down low, the one to Reinhardt and at the open block. Just can't do it.
Terry came out and hit 3 big, huge three-pointers in that first quarter to get us rolling, and we've kind of fed off that ever since.
Some scores to pass around the area. Northridge 52, Plymouth 19 at halftime. And girls basketball, it's Wabash over Whitco 16-3 midway through the second quarter. Again, the girls basketball will be Wabash and Rochester coming up on Tuesday night. Yeah, you got some others.
Val just sent over Lewis Cass 24, McConaughey 14. Is McConaughey, are they under the weather?
Yeah, you just never know what's going to happen there. I mean, that's the thing. You know, you look at this 4-10 Northfield team. You don't know who's played, who hasn't played as far as team members. They look good. They're decent. They got some great-looking shots. They just can't get it to fall here tonight. So that's the thing with schedules and the way you look at rosters.
Well, I think it's kind of opening to people's eyes. Northfield, when you see how they've been playing tonight, they're going to get...
We're just a minute away. We'll take a 30-second timeout. We'll come back with the second half. That's going to do it for the halftime. Being brought to you by Dreadful downtown Rochester. John.
Hi, I'm Martin Kolger at RTC Communications, and I'm here to tell you, you won't even miss that what's-its-name internet provider you've been putting up with. RTC Communications high-speed wireless internet offers speeds up to 50 megs, no data caps, limited contracts, no landline required, and unlimited usage times. To start a new relationship, call RTC at 223-2191.
This is high school basketball on Giant FM.
Back here at North Wilson. And let's see, there's Pease. And nope, they're going to come out with Crow instead of Crum here in the third quarter. Randy Wynn, Justin Bond, glad you could join us. We'll be back again tomorrow afternoon. A matinee tomorrow.
Yep. And we like the matinee,
we
especially
like
when
matinee.
The show's coming. Manchester up on Valley, 35-24.
So the Zebras will have it with the start of the third quarter. McLaughlin with the basketball to Reinerts to Hughes. Wide open. Great. Another assist on the Zebra side, and it's 38-17. Tomlinson with the basketball. Tomlinson has it tipped to Tomlinson. Dylan with it, excuse me, Clayton with it. Now out to Hopper. Back to Clayton. Tomlinson. Tomlinson. Back up top to Dylan. Top of the key to Hopper. Hopper on the right wing. Hopper has his pass tipped, yep. And then it goes out of, I thought it was tipped, but instead he went over the tip as the Zebras had that long extension, yep. And he throws it out of bounds.
I think Coach challenged him at halftime, said, hey, we've been kind of taking the third quarter off. That defensive possession right there, they were engaged, moving around, really forced that turnover.
Well, he talked in the pregame that he'd really like to see finish a game. They've been in it the first three quarters, but there's something in that third, late third, early fourth. And there's Hughes with a 15-footer. Good.
And that's what they're doing now. I think he challenged him at halftime.
Hopper with the basketball. Now off to Dylan Tomlinson. Top of the key. Gives it off to Clayton. Clayton with the basketball. Directing traffic. Gives it off to Pease. Pease.
Look at that.
It'll go out of bounds. Back to the Zebras underneath their own basket baseline. Right.
Kyle, I mean, he is a beast on those boards.
6:35 to go here in the third. 38-17 on the Innards True Value scoreboard. McCarter, three ball off the end. Rebound. Pease with a basketball. He'll bring it up across the timeline himself. Gives it off to Crow. Now down to Hopper. Hopper with the basketball. Swings the top of the key to Pease. Pease. Zebra's still in that 2-3. Crow with it on the right side. Down to Dylan Tomlinson. Top of the key. Goes it, tries to go in the middle to Pease. Stolen by Hughes. He gives it off to McCarter. And here comes the Zebras. McCarter. Free throw line. And
timeout.
Coach wants a timeout. Just a 30-second timeout. We'll keep it here and tell you about Smith Farm Store, serving farm and home since 1971. Smith Farm, Smith's or Smith Insurance, Insurance Bonds and Wealth Management, Woodlawn Hospital, where care and compassion meet, Manitoba Moose Lodge, 1107. Come out and enjoy family fun. The Insulation Guys, your hometown certified insulation provider, and Jennings Insurance. And in Rochester and in Argus, going beyond the expected for you. 6:07 to go here on the Innards True Value scoreboard. Zebras lead at 38-17 with 6:07 to go in the third. Coach Malco just making sure everybody gets here on the right page.
Kind of talking to Green about extending his shot, you know, getting that wrist broken. Prue up 26-23 now at half.
Wabash 28, Whitco 8 at halftime in girls basketball. Reinerts with the basketball and has it tied up, and it'll go back to Whitco.
Turnover. Just the fifth in the ball game for the Z's.
6:04 to go here in the third. And it's Northfield basketball. Northfield brings it across the timeline, and Hopper now comes to the near side, now to Clayton Tomlinson. Top the key to Dylan. Dylan back over to Pease now. Pease with the basketball, now to Dylan. Dylan. Left wing has the ball tipped by Reinerts, and it'll go out of bounds. It'll stay with Northfield in front of their own bench.
He really is a catalyst for this 2-3 defense up at the top. I mean, he has got a wingspan of about, 6'11", 7 foot.
Hopper with the basketball on top of the key. Hopper tries to feed it down low, and the ball's tipped around and finally picked up by Clayton Tomlinson. Now back up top to Hopper. Hopper. Drives the lane, throws up a shot, no good. Rebound to Crow. Crow has it down low, and he's going to be bailed out by a foul on Hughes as his hands went low, and instead of just staying up. Hobart wins over Hammond, 62-34, and Westview wins in double overtime over Eastside, 65-61. Into the corner is Clayton Tomlinson. Three ball on the way, no good. And it's
off his own foot.
It's off his own
foot. Drop his own foot.
Yeah. And then Quinn's like, I didn't touch it. I swear it was his, but I'm going to guess they're going to stay with it. Yeah. They couldn't see from this angle. We did, but he couldn't.
Even though he was right next to it.
Yeah.
And caught the ball.
No, he did correct it.
Yeah. Thank you.
They pointed this guy must have pointed the wrong way.
Yep. Good. 11th turnover for the Norse.
I'm going to say, that was quite obvious that Quinn's like, hey, not me. I didn't touch it.
Well, I mean, it bounced right back into the ref's hands. I mean.
5:15 to go here in the third.
Beautiful move. He's got 11 for the ball game tonight.
Tomlinson to Pease. Pease in the lane. Throws up a left-handed jumper. Good. Pease has two more, and it's 40-19.
He has 10 for them.
McLaughlin with the basketball. McLaughlin, top of the key, has his ball stolen by Clayton Tomlinson. Tomlinson, layup, good. Kind of an awkward layup as Quinn was there to defend him, and he was able to still get it off the glass, and it's 40-21.
All right, got to take care of the ball now, guys.
This is what Coach Malco was talking about in the pregame, is kind of cleaning things up, and we'll see what the Zebras can do here as we progress the third. 40-21, Zebras up 19 here with 4:15 to go in the third. McLaughlin has it tipped from behind, picks it back up, now going to McCarter, hit 5-3 deep.
Give that one to Coach Malco.
22-point lead for the Zebras, 43-21 on the In Your True Value scoreboard. Crow on the near side, now gives it off to Clayton. Clayton goes down to Dillon. Dillon with the basketball, back up top to Hoppert. Stolen by Tomlinson. I believe he's going to pick up the foul. Nope, they're going to call it on Hoppert, and that'll be his second team first of the half. My apologies. Reiners goes to the line either way. He's got two coming. A couple Zebras ready to check in. Looks like Northfield also after the first free throw. Reiners, the left-handed shooter, takes his time. Free throw on the way. He's good. Reinholdt and Smith in. And in for Northfield will be Osborne and Holderman, as Crow sits down, as well as Dillon Tomlinson. Reinerts will have one more. Randy Wynn, Justin Bach, glad you could join us here tonight. Crew is up 35-25 now midway through the third. Free throw on the way. Good. Again by Reinerts.
14 for Kyle.
Northfield brings it across the timeline to Hoppert. Back up Tom. Now to Clayton Tomlinson. To the near side to Holderman. Holderman to Thompson. Back over to Osborne. Osborne back up Tomlinson. Top of the key. Clayton with the basketball. Goes to the near side. Now to Pease. Pease dribbles back to the left side and gives it off to Osborne. Back to Tomlinson. He'll fire a three ball off the mark. No good. Out of the hands of Smith, but into Reinholdt's hands. And now here come the Zebras.
Aiden Smith's energy when he comes in is very good.
Reinholdt threw the ball on the way, no good. Reinerts with the rebound, and they're going to say he stepped out of bounds after that rebound. Unfortunate turnover for the Zebras.
That's a cheap turnover. Just didn't know where he was at.
Three minutes to go here in the third.
He's smiling, though.
Yeah. 49-21 from Northfield High School. Hoppert thinks about a three, passes it up, and he'll go against Smith. Now they go try to go down low to Holderman, stolen by the Zebras. Here's McLaughlin. McLaughlin loses it, and it'll go out of bounds. Nope, saved by Tomlinson. Tomlinson on the run. Tomlinson pull-up jumper at the free throw line. No good. Rebound comes away to Holderman, and he gets it, and timeout Northfield. It's just a 30-second timeout, an opportunity to keep it here and tell you about Polk County Solid Waste District. Don't trash our future, please recycle. Plaski Memorial Hospital, connecting you with excellent healthcare providers. Tidewater Executive Tax Service, where everyone counts. Peterson, Wagner & Perkins, the law firm built for your current and future legal needs. Dreddy's Place, home of the Other Side Grill and Arlington Bank Room. And True Value, in your True Value. Behind every project is a True Value. 2:35 to go here in the third. It's 45-23. Zebras in control here at Northfield High School, and they have been since the beginning.
Yeah, just fantastic defense. We've been getting the ball. You know, when you're hitting layups, and the world is good to you, you know. And then we're, you know, when we they start collapsing on us, we're kicking out and getting good looks at threes. We're 4-4 from the free throw line. So it's been a really good effort tonight by the Zebras.
McLaughlin will walk it across the timeline after the timeout. He'll go to Reinerts in the middle. Reinerts at the free throw line. Kicks it back out to McLaughlin. McLaughlin around the defender. McLaughlin now to Smith. Back to McLaughlin. McLaughlin penetrates. Nice. Down and stays. Quinn will go to the line to shoot the free throw and complete the three-point play the old-fashioned way. As this foul is coming against 22. That's Holderman. It's going to be his first. Coming in for Tarek McLaughlin will be Huffman.
Outside of Blake Hughes' couple of 15-footers, every two-point field goal we've had tonight has been a layup.
Aaron Huffman getting some varsity action, giving Tarek McLaughlin a little breather as he was up 47-23. Stasiak with a free throw on the way. Good. 48-23.
Five for Quinn tonight.
Osborne with the basketball. Osborne gives it off to Pease. Pease then loses it out of bounds. Turnover.
Unforced right there.
Coming back into the contest will be Holderman, and sitting down will be Pease. 2 minutes to go here in the third, 48-23. Zebras in command here at Northfield High School. Smith with the basketball. Smith penetrates, kicks it back out to Reinholt. Reinholt down low to Reinerts. Reinerts, cross-court pass to Huffman. Back up top key to Smith. Smith with it to Reinerts. Turnaround jumper at the free throw line. Rolls around, no good, bounces out, and Osborne rips a rebound for Northfield. Osborne across the timeline, quickly up to Hopper. Deep three ball for Huffman with a great block out, pulls down the rebound, and he'll give it off to Stasiak. Now Quinn will bring it across to Smith. Smith then is double team. Smith got a dribble out of it. There he does. Puts it on the floor. Now gives it off to Stasiak. The ball is stolen on the pass. Tomlinson with the basketball for Northfield. Tomlinson throws up a shot. No good. Reinerts with another rebound. Reinerts to Huffman. To Smith. Smith with the basketball. Top of the key. He'll set the Zebra offense. Left side to Huffman. Huffman cross-court pass to Reinholt. Down in the corner to Reinerts. Reinerts couldn't quite get it to a cutting Stasiak, so they'll go back up top to Huffman.
Run it again.
Smith to Huffman, right wing, down to the corner to Reinerts. Reinerts has his pass stolen. Here is Hoppert. Hoppert with the steal. Hoppert tries to leave it for Osborne, and Osborne goes out of bounds. Turnover, Northfield.
We're getting kind of lazy with our passes. We're starting to pass in between arms and stuff instead of working the ball around, and now we have 10 turnovers, six here in the third quarter.
Jackson Pease is now in the contest for Northfield. He played a lot of JV action. Smith with the basketball. One shot here called by Coach Malco with 30 seconds to go here in the third. Huffman with the basketball to Stasiak. Stasiak against Pease. And now a count's put on as Quinn will put the ball on the floor. Quinn dribbles in, kicks it back out to Huffman with 17. Huffman right in front of the Zebra bench. Tries to go over the top and stolen by Tomlinson. Tomlinson layup, up good. That's why you throw the bounce pass. Quickly into Stasiak. Now to Reinholt. Reinholt with three. Reinholt with a defender on him. Throws up a three ball at the buzzer. No. End of three. You're listening to Zebra Basketball. Giant FM Sports, 92.1 WROI.
Tax season is here. Getting the right help doesn't have to be a mystery. With over 27 years of experience, Tidewater, happy to assist individuals, small businesses, corporate accounts, and now features a licensed enrolled agent authorized to represent taxpayers before the IRS. Tidewater also offers military, police, firemen, and student discounts. In downtown Rochester at 806 Main Street, Tidewater offers virtual or in-office assistance with tax returns prepared with personal and professional care.
Call 574-367-7366 for an appointment. For those who want virtual assistance, visit their website to create your personal tax portal. Simply upload your tax documents and they'll take it from there. Tidewater Executive Tax Service, your hometown tax resource. Follow Tidewater on Facebook or Twitter.
Turn in the tide on taxes. Tidewater Tax Service.
Local news and high school basketball is on Giant FM.
Back here at Northfield High School as we head to the fourth and final quarter here from Northfield. The Zebras have a commanding lead, 50-25 over the Northfield Norse, and as it would be Zebra basketball to start the fourth quarter. It's Northridge over Plymouth, 76-32 after three quarters. Thanks to Coach Davis and my wife for some scoring updates.
I was figuring Coach Davis was feeding you some of those scores.
Zebras have it. Quinn has it. Basketball as he tied up and tries to rip it out, and unfortunately comes out of Quinn's hands. Last touch by the Zebras. It'll be a turnover.
Well, Coach, these guys have done everything coaches ask except take care of the basketball tonight. So he'll have something to coach about tomorrow morning before the game tomorrow afternoon.
Jaden Pease with the basketball. Jaden, top of the key. Jaden leaves it off now to Osborne. Osborne goes over to Paxton Pease. Paxton with it to Jaden. Jaden, if it's not Tomlinson, it's Pease. They got brothers on both sides.
Yeah.
Off to Osborne. Osborne top of the key. Zebras in that great defense now, not giving Northfield a good look. Crum with it. Crum dribbles in, kicks it back out to Osborne. Osborne goes left side now to Jaden Pease. Pease with the basketball. Comes this side of Jackson. Jackson
moving
is going to be called for. Yep. We're going to call Halderman with a moving screen, and that'll be the team third, and Halderman second. So with 50 seconds gone by here in the fourth quarter, Zebra's still up 50-25.
Yep, and like I said, they got 11. Z's have 11 turnovers in the game, 7 in the second half.
Smith with the basketball to Hughes. Down low, back out to Smith. Smith throws it at the feet to Stasiak, and the ball's loose and picked up by Northfield. Osborne with the basketball. Osborne around the defense of Smith. Now gives it back off to Pease. Jackson Pease with the basketball. Now goes to Crum in the middle. Crum, turnaround jumper up off the glass, bounces around. They're going to wave it off because one of the Northfield players' hands got in the net, so it's goaltending.
So turnover. 16 turnovers for Northfield.
Aiden Smith out. Tarek McLaughlin back in. Going to get a lesson. Coach Malco coaching here on the sideline as Aiden comes out. Just explaining a few things to him.
Spacing and maybe taking that shot instead of being unselfish and making a pass right there.
McLaughlin to Stasiak. Back out to McCarter. Back to McLaughlin. Now to McCarter. Zebras looking just to run some clock here unless you have a wide open layup. McCarter with it to McLaughlin. McLaughlin on the right side. Now to McCarter. McCarter dribbles in. McCarter looking. Gives it off to McLaughlin. Fakes a three. Penetrates. Gives it to Stasiak down low. Stasiak up off the glass. No good. But a foul coming. And now Quinn will go to the free throw line to shoot two.
You got three guards in Quinn, Grant, and Tarek that have fantastic floor vision. They see things that we don't see. And they're the defense can't react fast enough.
Well, and then the other thing is you've got Blake and Reinerts down there, too, that can see. They're light guards, but just at the post player position, they can see things and see teammates that are wide open, and they've taken advantage of that tonight. Quinn's free throw up and good. Coach Malco wants a timeout.
It doesn't help when you're 6'5 and 6'6 either. So.
Very true, very true. Coach Malco wants a timeout, kind of explained what he wants to see in the last 6 minutes here. Zebras own a 51-25 lead here at Northfield High School.
You know, Randy, the Zebras, are listening to Coach talk and watching these guys, it's a real simple formula. They played together for a long time, most of these seniors. But when you can defend like we can defend and you can hit free throws, basketball, and be 75% or better from the free throw line, when you coached, that makes it easy. And it
Stasiak at the line after the timeout for his second one. Coming up tomorrow morning on the Giant FM Sports, it'll be the Shepherd Chevrolet Coach's Corner. And tomorrow afternoon, we're back in action with the guys as they take on North White. That's a 2 o'clock JV, 3 o'clock varsity start. You can catch it right here at about 2:40 for the pregame. Stasiak's second free throw is good again. It's 52-25.
7 for Quinn tonight.
Osborne with the basketball. Osborne kicks it out to Pease. Gets it right back at him as Blake Hughes makes him think about that three next time. Coming into contest will be Clayton Tomlinson, and he'll replace Halderman. 5:55 to go here in the fourth. Zebras up 52-25 as Osborne gets the inbound pass back to Pease. Pease down low to Crum. Crum shot up off the glass. No good, but a foul coming. And he'll get to go to the free throw line and shoot two. And Hughes is whistled for that foul.
It's his second.
Only the team second.
Pretty clean game from a foul standpoint tonight for both teams.
Crum has two on the way. First one is up and good. 5:49 to go here in the fourth, 52-26. Crum with a second one. Coming up next week, girls' sectional action will take place. Misses that free throw, and Hughes gets the rebound. Zebras will be in action on Tuesday night, game number two.
With a rival.
We'll talk more about that coming up here in a little bit. Stasiak with the basketball. Stasiak to McCarter. McCarter top the key. McCarter has it. Picks it up. Gives it off to McLaughlin. To Hughes. Back to McLaughlin. To Stasiak. To McCarter.
8 for Grant.
55-26. At Peru, it's 46-38, 7 to go here in the, or there in the fourth. Shot goes up, rebound by Tomlinson, back up and good. Tomlinson has two more, and it's 55-28, under 5 to go here.
He's got 10 tonight.
McLaughlin to McCarter, to Stasiak in the corner. Stasiak, then his double teamed. He's going to have to get the ball away, and he does to McCarter. Down low to Hughes. Hughes back out to McLaughlin. Zebras just looking to run some clock. See if they can force Northfield to foul. They give it off to McCarter. He's got an open three ball on the way. No good. And the rebound comes away to Tomlinson. Tomlinson with the basketball. He'll walk it across the timeline. Go to Osborne on the left side. Osborne has it. Back now to Pease on the near side. To Tomlinson. Ball's knocked away. Tomlinson picks it up. Goes in the corner to Osborne. Osborne back up top to Pease. Jaden Pease with the basketball out to Osborne. He'll fire the three ball short. Tomlinson rebound.
Boards here in, late in the third, early in the fourth quarter.
55-30. Stasiak with the basketball. Stasiak on the far side. Picks up his dribble, and that goes off to Reinholdt. Reinholdt down in the corner to Hughes. Hughes to a cutting Stasiak. Stasiak goes down, kicks it out to McCarter, back up to McLaughlin. McLaughlin goes to the hole, leaves it for Stasiak wide open, kicks it back out, loses it, and a turnover.
Who hit that last bucket for Northfield?
Tomlinson. Reinerts in, and Hughes will come out with 3:34 to go here in the fourth on the Innards True Value scoreboard, 55-30. Stay with us. Coming up at the end of the game, the post-game show tonight is being brought to you by Peterson, Wagner, and Perkins. Pease with the basketball. Jackson Pease has his pass stolen. Stasiak with the steal.
17 turnovers for Northfield tonight.
And Quinn will bring it across the timeline. Now to McLaughlin, and he's going to be fouled. Only the team fifth, so the Zebras will have it on the far sideline. As coming in will be Dylan Tomlinson. And coming out will be Osborne. 3:12 to go here in the fourth. Randy Wynn, Justin Bach, glad you could join us tonight here for Zebra basketball. Back in action tomorrow afternoon after the inbounds. Goes to McCarter, now to Stasiak, to Reinerts. Reinerts has it, and he's double teamed. He'll put it on the floor and dribble out to McLaughlin. Three ball on the way.
He's got 14 tonight.
Coach Malko wanted to get in the 50s. That's where they are. Almost to 60.
Almost to 60.
Tomlinson down low to Crum. His layup good. They made that look easy.
Yep.
As the Zebras' defense is maybe not as crisp as it was 3 quarters ago.
No, but he's telling them to finish.
Yep. Stasiak with the basketball. Dribbles in, kicks back out to McLaughlin with 2.5 to go here in the fourth. 58-32. McLaughlin dribbles to the near side. Picks up his dribble. Now it gives it out to Stasiak, his bailout man. Now to McCarter. Top of the key. McCarter against Pease. Double team by Tomlinson. Down to the corner to Reinerts. Reinerts. Cross-court pass to McLaughlin. Down to Reinholdt.
Right.
To Reinholdt. 32.
18 tonight for Kyle.
Pease with the basketball. Goes to Tomlinson. Goes to the hole. His shot no good. A foul coming against Trent Reinholdt. And that will send Dylan Tomlinson to the line to shoot two. Reinholdt picking up his first.
That's a good foul. Make him earn it.
Free throw is good. And Aiden Smith back into the contest. And Coach Malco doing a line change. We'll get those for you here in a second. Everybody's out, and in will be Bowers, Vance, Elliott, Huffman, and then Smith coming in as well. So a minute 55 to go. Coach Stasiak giving the starters a round of applause, and Coach Malco as well. Big win for the Zebras here tonight. 60-34 with a minute 50 to go, and the JV squad now will run the timeout. Ball's loose, picked up by Bowers. Bowers loses it, picked up by Northfield. Now everybody's on the floor, and we're going to have a foul from the Zebras. And that's going to get on Vance. As substitutions for Northfield coming in as well. As Noah Burkett will come in. Also into the contest is number 20, Eric Tracy. Also in is Cody Stamball. With a minute 38 to go here at Northfield High School. With 4 minutes left to go in Peru, it is now 46-44. The Tigers up by two.
Look out.
And there's a two-point basket by Eli Crow.
Yeah.
Crow has two, and it's 60-36. Yeah. Peru taking on the Whitco Wildcats, giving them a little trouble down there.
Wicco has good defense, and they got some good players out there, so it's a good matchup tonight to see a measuring stick for Peru going down the stretch.
Bowers with the basketball. Bowers has it. He's double-teamed. Gets it out to Huffman. Huffman for the key. Huffman now to Bowers. Bowers with the basketball. Back to Aaron Huffman. Huffman with under a minute to go. Double-teamed. Out of Bowers. Bowers with the basketball. Dribbles down low. Leaves it for Smith. Aiden Smith at the free throw line. Turns. Kicks it back out to Aaron. Huffman with it, dribbles over, gives it off to Bowers. He'll dribble back to Huffman. 35 seconds to go here tonight. The Zebras are going to win it. As they go down low to Elliott, it's rejected by Crow. And Reese Reaney will make an appearance here tonight for the Zebras as Aiden Smith will come out. Huffman will take the ball out. Reaney in the contest. To Dryden Vance.
Stays here.
Stay with the Zebras as it's knocked out of bounds by Burkharp. 27.2 seconds remaining. The Zebras will have a double win tonight as they win the JV contest 41-22. Leading this one with 27 seconds left, 60-36 on the Innards True Value scoreboard. Huffman gets it into Bowers. Bowers with the basketball. He'll dribble it back out and Zebras will look to run the clock. Bowers to Elliott. Back to Huffman. Huffman with it.
State leading defense will stay where it's at. Maybe go a little bit lower now that we're at 36.
Elliott back to Bowers. Bowers will dribble back up to the top of the key, and he'll give it to Huffman, and they'll give it to Elliott, and that'll do it.
That'll win.
TV4.
Untangling your headphones, finding the right remote, saying goodbye to your favorite shirt that hasn't fit in 10 years. Why are simple things sometimes
so complicated?
Are you
ready for this? Shepherd Chevy Buick has got the Chevy Equinoxes and Traverses that you've been looking for. Come out and take a test drive Saturday when WROI will be broadcasting from Shepherd Showroom from 9:30 to 11.
Are you looking to upgrade your home's old air conditioning unit to a new high-efficiency heat pump? Or maybe thinking of installing a new geothermal system in your home? Or is it time for that old pool pump to be a new Energy Star variable speed pump? Residential members of Fulton County REMC are eligible for rebates designed to help save you money. Give us a call at 574-223-3156 to see if you qualify. Fulton County REMC, making a better tomorrow since 1936. Smith Farm Store and their knowledgeable staff ready for winter. Smith Farm Store, your official Skag Steel and Simplicity dealer, and a full line of equipment. Smith Farm Store staffs a fully certified repair technician to tune up or fix your equipment so it's always ready. While you're at Smith Farm Store, be sure to check out their inventory of clothing, pet and equestrian supplies, paint, lighting, grills, wood stoves, and much more. Everything for every project, all under one roof. Smith Farm Store, 151 Rochester Plaza, serving farm and home since 1971.
Your local trusted choice independent agency is Smith Sawyer Smith Insurance. For over 79 years, they have taken care of families and businesses throughout the area by offering affordable, sensible, and reliable insurance. Smith Sawyer Smith Insurance offers sound advice and programs for auto, homeowners, life, health, business, and commercial insurance. Call 574-223-2166. Visit them online at smithsawyerins.com. Or stop by their office, Smith Sawyer Smith Insurance, since 1932.
Pulaski Memorial Hospital's family medicine and women's health physicians, Dr. Brogan Baylor, Dr. Clint Kaufman, and Dr. Melissa Zart, provide a lifetime of care, allowing you and your family to keep the same doctor throughout every stage of life. As Indiana's only certified baby-friendly critical hospital, their physicians and staff are committed to providing a warm and welcoming atmosphere to help deliver your baby and to continue caring for them at any age. Pulaski Memorial Hospital, Winnemac. Call for an appointment at 574-946-2194.
Rochester Glass Company is proud to be a family-owned business right here in Fulton County since 1956. They supply glass for every purpose. Their specialties are storefronts, tabletops, mirrors, plexiglass, thermopane doors and windows, auto glass installation and repair, and 3M Scotch Tint window tinting for residential and commercial windows and vehicles. Call Rochester Glass Company 223-6574 or stop by their location at 1525 Main Street in Rochester.
Tax season is here. Getting the right help doesn't have to be a mystery. With over 27 years of experience, Tidewater, happy to assist individuals, small businesses, corporate accounts, and now features a licensed enrolled agent authorized to represent taxpayers before the IRS. Tidewater also offers military, police, firemen, and student discounts. In downtown Rochester at 806 Main Street, Tidewater offers virtual or in-office assistance with tax returns prepared with personal and professional care. Call 574-367-7366 for an appointment. For those who want virtual assistance, visit their website to create your personal tax portal. Simply upload your tax documents and they'll take it from there. Tidewater, Executive Tax Service, your hometown tax resource. Follow Tidewater on Facebook or Twitter.
Turn in the tide on taxes. Tidewater Tax Service.
Untangling your headphones, finding the right remote, saying goodbye to your favorite shirt that hasn't fit in 10 years. Why are simple things sometimes so complicated? Thankfully, with Auto Owners, insurance doesn't have to be one of them. Auto Owners works with independent agents who live in your community and answer when you call, so you can worry about more important things, like finding a new favorite shirt. That's simple human sense.
For more information, call Jennings Insurance of Rochester and Argus.
This is High School Basketball on Giant FM.
Back here at Northfield High School again, the final tonight, 60-36. The Zebras victorious in a double win over Northfield. They win the JV contest 41-22 as well. Time now for the post-game show being brought to you by Peterson, Wagner, and Perkins, the law firm built for your current and future legal needs, alongside now Zebra head coach Rob Malko. And Coach, you said you wanted to get off to a great start. You did that. You wanted to finish strong. I think you finished stronger than you have some games. Still a little things to work on, but overall, great basketball game.
Well, it was. And, you know, I thought it was a pretty complete game. At the end of the game, it's hard when you're up 25 like that and the other team's just scrambling. But you got to learn from it so you can clean it up, and we got to continue to clean up how we finish games. But, you know, I felt this is a game that coming over here, we could win by 20 to 30. But I also knew that they had the ability to beat you by four if you let them hang around. And we came out and challenged our shooters early, and 21 had a good half for them. But we identified that at halftime and rectified that. And really in the second half, it was after the first 3 minutes, it was pretty much in our hands.
Tarek started out hot tonight for the Zebras in a great three-point shooting expedition there, and really got you started out well in that first quarter.
Well, he did, I thought we moved the ball well in the first three quarters and got some layups, got some power moves. Blake Hughes shot the ball well for us. I don't think a lot of people realize he may be our best pure shooter. Yeah. If you watch his form and his soft touch.
Yes, he does.
And he from 15 feet in is pretty good. And I'm sure if I would give him the green light to shoot the three, he would. But I don't think we'd like the results. But he can shoot, and he's gotten so much more active on the defensive end for us in the last three games, and that's kind of helped change our identity a little bit defensively. When you got a 6'6 kid down there with long arms, the opponent tends to shy away from that.
I think the other thing was the defense early just really caused havoc for Northfield. When you got Reiners up top, we were talking, it's like a 7-foot wingspan when you put him up there, and it's really hard to see over that, let alone pass around it or over it.
Well, Kyle's just such a competitor, and you're right, he's such an athlete. Those arms are long. He's about 6'4", but he might have the arms of a 6'6 kid, especially the way he anticipates. He anticipates so well and always has his, deflections and tips it and just creates havoc for the opponent and makes them uneasy. And that's what we want to do. And being able to keep them in the 30s is what you like to be able to do. And just a good night.
One last thing before I let you go is the assist tonight. Man, they were all over the place. Quinn with some great passes. McCarter with some great no-look passes, things you can't even see from here. All of a sudden, the ball's to him. Great assist tonight by the Zebras.
Well, we talked to the players, and I called timeouts, and the ones I called them, I said, when they're spreading themselves out like that, you got to be players. You got to see the defense and react. You can't, stand in one spot because that's the set we got you in. You got to move. You got to flash. You got to cut. You got to bounce pass to Blake. You got to throw it up high. You just got to be players. And I thought we were doing a pretty good job of that tonight.
Final 60-36. Congratulations. Big win. Now you're back in action tomorrow afternoon with North White.
Yeah, hopefully we are. Hopefully that storm that they're calling for stays away till about 5 or 6 o'clock so we can play it. If we wake up in the morning and they say it's rolling in at 3, then we may not get to. So we'll see how it goes. Across our fingers.
Coach, we'll talk to you tomorrow morning on Coach's Corner.
All right, sounds good.
Zebra head coach Rob Malco. Again, coach. The final here tonight, 60-36. And the JV win it as well, 41-22. Justin, you ready?
I'm ready. Let's
All right, it. Let's wrap it up here from Northfield High School.
All right, for the home team tonight on the losing end of Northfield Norse, they had 12 two-point field goals, 3 3-point field goals, 3 or 4 from the free throw line for their 36 points. They were led tonight by Clayton Tomlinson, who we held silent there in the first quarter, but he finished with 14 for them, so he was on his average tonight. Jaden Pease had 10. Jake Halderman had 5. Chrome had 3. And then 2 apiece for Crow and Dylan Tomlinson. They had 7 offensive, 7 defensive rebounds for 14 total rebounds and 18 turnovers. For your victorious Rochester Zebras, 16 two-point field goals, 7 three-point field goals, 7 of 7 from the free throw line for their 60 points. Rochester was led tonight, leading all scorers. Kyle Reinerts with 18 points, and I bet he had 7 rebounds.
At least.
Yeah. Tarek McLaughlin, a super sophomore, had 14 tonight. 4 three-pointers tonight for him. Really got us going and got this game going in the right direction for us right off the bat. We had 8 apiece for Blake Hughes and Grant McCarter, 7 for Quinn Stasiak. 3 for Trent Reinhold and 2 for Aiden Smith. And I can't say enough, like you said, to coach there at the end of the game. Quinn, Grant, and Tarek and their passing is absolutely phenomenal. They see the floor. They reacted. Kyle and Blake benefited that, and even Tarek benefited that to finish out the stats. 23 rebounds tonight for the Rochester Zebras, 10 offensive, which is a big night on any night you can do that, 13 defensive, 14 turnovers, 10 of those 14 in the second half. So there's some stuff coach can coach on tomorrow morning.
Again, the final from Northfield High School. I get it right where we're at. That's the final, 60-36. The Zebras win it. And in the JV contest, it was Northfield losing to Rochester 41-22. So a couple big wins for the Zebras tonight. Again, tomorrow afternoon, slated for a 2 o'clock JV start as the Zebras will take on North White here on Giant FM. You can catch it.
Yep.
2:40 will be the pregame because it's only a two-quarter JV.
But we we do have senior night.
We do have some senior night activity, so we'll still be on the air about 2:40 as we'll get started with Zebra basketball tomorrow afternoon. Tomorrow morning, Coach's Corner, Shepherd Chevrolet Coach's Corner, and then you can catch Tyson live at Shepherd Chevrolet tomorrow morning from 9:30 to 11:30. And we're on in the afternoon. And then we're back on Tuesday night as the Lady Zebras will travel to Manchester, the first round of the Manchester Sectional, to take on the Wabash Apaches. So it'll be a busy week from tonight till next Friday night.
Till March, buddy.
Yeah, well,
March.
Till March. Oh, we finally have it's a three-point game. Peru is up 59-56 with 7 seconds remaining at Northfield. So Peru and Whitco, a big battle down there in the TRC as the Zebras move to stay perfect in the TRC at now 5-0. Peru at 5-0. They're battling to hang on to that lead. I'm just trying to wait and see if I can get a scoring update before we go. Yeah, it could be interesting as we go down the stretch here again. Well, that's going to do it for Justin Bach. I'm Randy Wynn. We'll talk to you tomorrow morning on Coach's Corner and again tomorrow afternoon as the Zebras take on North White at 3 o'clock in the afternoon. Big win, 60-36, 41-22 JV for Justin Bach. I'm Randy Wynn. We'll talk to you tomorrow morning. See you. Bye.
Rochester basketball is brought to you by Smith Sawyer Smith Insurance, Shepherd Chevrolet Buick of Rochester, Jennings Insurance, The Insulation Guys, Rochester Glass, Enyart's True Value, Fulton Solid Waste District, Manitow Moose Lodge number 1107. Rochester basketball is also brought to you by Pulaski Memorial Hospital, RTC Communications, Culligan of Fulton County, Woodlawn Hospital, First Federal Savings Bank, Fulton County REMC, Smith Farm Store, Fulton County Best One Tire, Tidewater Executive Tax Service.